The supreme good is like water, which nourishes all things without trying to. It is content with the low places that people disdain. Thus, it is like the Tao. This podcast sponsor is Liquid IV Festival. Use promo code DailyTaoist at checkout for 20% off. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 plus countries around the world. The Hydration Multiplier is a great tasting, non-GMO electrolyte drink mix powered by cellular transport technology to deliver hydration to the body faster and more efficiently than water alone. One stick contains 3 times the amount of electrolytes of traditional sports drinks with 5 essential vitamins. The energy multiplier is designed to enhance the rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the body. Translation: more fuel for life's adventures. Liquid IV Sleep is a great tasting, non-GMO, nighttime drink mix utilizing the same science of cellular transport technology found in their groundbreaking Hydration Multiplier product, this time designed to enhance rapid absorption for their sleep blend into the body. It's festival season around the corner, and planning for a faster, efficient hydration is essential. Let Liquid IV cover you while you prep before, power through to the headliner, and recover after the weekend. What do I love most about Liquid IV? There's the convenient packaging, how it makes me feel on a daily basis. My 2 favorite flavors are Pina Colada and Tropical Punch, and not to mention their sleep blend, which helps me get a good night's rest. One stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you for 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. There are 12 delicious, refreshing flavors to keep your hydration routine exciting. They contain 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C. And with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks, they are made with premium ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Not to mention, Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. They partner with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities protect both their water and their futures. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code DailyTaoist at checkout. Again, that's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code DailyTaoist at liquidiv.com. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers. Welcome back to the Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I will be your host on this journey of 81 verses. Getting right back into it now with verse 29, living by natural law. Do you think you can take over the universe and improve it? I do not believe it can be done. Everything under heaven is a sacred vessel
and cannot be controlled. Trying to control leads to ruin. Trying to grasp, we lose. Allow your life to unfold naturally. Know that it too is a vessel of perfection. Just as you breathe in and breathe out, there is a time for being ahead and a time for being behind, a time for being in motion and a time for being at rest, a time for being vigorous and a time for being exhausted, a time for being safe and a time for being in danger. To the sage, all of life is a movement towards perfection. So what need is he for the excessive, the extravagant, or the extreme? This verse speaks to a natural law that is unaffected by ego. The message is you are not in charge. You have never been, and you will never will be. So be advised to let go of any ideas you have about controlling anything or anyone, including yourself. It is a difficult lesson for most of us to learn. As Lao Tzu puts it in the beginning of this verse, I do not believe it can be done. Nevertheless, there is one world's most famous scientific minds, Albert Einstein, commenting on this law. The scientist's religious feeling takes the form of a rapturous amazement at the harmony of natural law, which reveals an intelligence of superiority that, compared with it, all systematic thinking and acting of human beings is utterly insignificant reflection. This feeling is the guiding principle of life and work. It is this feeling that I urge you to turn to as you turn into the practice and the wisdom of the 29th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Turning into this rapturous feeling of amazement and the sacred perfection of the world will help you release your desire to control anything or anyone. Doing so will allow you to live in the harmony of natural law as Einstein describes it. Lao Tzu reminds you that everything under heaven is a sacred vessel, needing no input from you. Since you're also part of everything, you may need to change the way you look at your life and all that has transpired in it, as well as your vision of the future. Whether you agree or disagree, or whether you like it or not, all of it is outside of your ego's domain. It is all an unfolding according to some natural law that causes the seasons to follow one another, the moon to look as if it rises and falls, the whales to traverse oceans, and the birds to migrate and return without benefit of a map or a human-made guidance system. When you look at your life in this way, you will begin to see it unfolding organically. The Tao is a natural law, not some controlling force that's manipulating you. In the Tao of Philosophy, Alan Watts reminds us that Lao Tzu once said, "The great Tao flows everywhere, both to the left and to the right. It loves and it nourishes all things, but it does not lord it over them." The Tao is the informing principle of God, not some nature's lord and master. A power-hungry and ego-dominated freak it is not. Feeling superior is a human creation. The Tao does not act as a boss, forcing itself on you or anyone. It simply allows all of creation to reveal itself with perfect timing. And all that is revealed is sacred because it is a piece of the ego-free Tao. I suggest that you create some quiet time to reread this verse and reflect on the sacred nature of everything in your life. include past experiences that you've blamed for preventing you from having the abundance, health, or happiness that you've wanted or even expected. Ponder the advice that there's a time for it all. Just as you must breathe in to breathe out, you may experience what it is to be ahead by also having to be being behind experience. All of these times you've been felt betrayed, abandoned, abused, frightened, anxious, or incomplete, they all came about according to a natural law that has also led you to feel being cared for, protected, loved, comforted, and whole. There is a time for everything, including what you're experiencing today. Begin recognizing that every time or every moment of your life is in accordance with the divine Tao. By doing so, you'll shift from judgment and perhaps anger to gratefulness for being able to feel both exhausted and rested, sacred and safe, unloved and cared for. All of this is part of the natural law. Your ego mind tries to protect you from the pain by insisting that you can learn to eliminate some aspects of your life. However, the sage within you desires to be more harmonious with the perfection of the Tao. How do you allow this? Lao Tzu urges you to avoid the extremes, the excesses, and the extravagant, and know that all is unfolding perfectly, even if your thoughts tell you that it's imperfect. Those thoughts must also have their own time, and in the natural flow, they will be replaced by new ones, which will show up on time as well. Here's what I believe this verse from Lao Tzu offers from its 2,500-year-old perspective. Give up needing to control. Being a conscious program of surrendering and allowing your world and everyone in it to do as they are ordained to do. Surrendering is a natural mental process. It involves taking a split second to stop yourself in your mode of judgment or frustration and have a brief talk with yourself on the spot. Just remind yourself to step back and be a witness rather than a protagonist, which you can do by providing a sanctuary for the feeling you are judging. Invite divine natural order in by simply allowing what you're experiencing to go forward without criticism or control. In this way, you'll move to the center. Think of the need to control as a signal to allow the Tao to flow freely through your life.
From your calendar, Nomad, nap time out starts in 10 minutes. From your calendar, Nomad, nap timeout starts in 10 minutes.
At your first, ego mind may loudly scoff at the idea of the Tao being responsible for the perfect unfolding of everything. It's up to you to recognize that your belief that ego can control life is an illusion. Practice recognizing that there's a time for everything. When you are in the middle of a tough moment, repeat the lines given to you by Lao Tzu. I do this in yoga practice when I feel exhausted, holding a position for what seems like a too lengthy period. I remind myself there is a time for being exhausted. There is a time for being vigorous. This frees me immediately from my demanding ego, which is saying you shouldn't be feeling this tired. You can do the same in any moment of your life. Experiences of pain, loss, fear, anger, and even hatred seem to vanish when you remember that this is a part of the perfect blossoming of natural law, and there will soon be a time for comfort, peace, and love. Apply this verse of the Tao Te Ching by creating your own personal statement that you, when you observe things such as crime, AIDS, hunger, and war, try something like, there seems to be a time for such things, and I choose not to remain in extremes of resentment and anger. But there is also my desire to do something about these circumstances. That feeling is also part of the natural law unfolding. I choose to act on my inner desire to rectify these conditions. By remaining internally peaceful and avoiding the extremes, I will impact the world in the same loving way that the Tao eternally manifests from love and kindness. It is not that you see around you that becomes connected to the Tao. It's the understanding how the eternal flow works. As Ralph Waldo Emerson put it, by atoms, by trifles, by sots, heaven operates. The needles are nothing. The magnetism is all. Do the Tao now. Find a place where control is all-consuming and relinquish it today. Stifle your inclination to interfere, reminding yourself as you do that there's a time for everything and that you're becoming more adept at observing peacefully rather than taking over. Post this poem by Naomi Long Maget, where you can read it and constantly be reminded of your desire to live naturally. Women with flower. I wouldn't coax the plant if I were you. Such watchful nurturing may do it harm. Let the soil rest from so much digging, and wait until it's dry before you water it. The leaf's inclined to right find its own direction. Give it a chance to seek the sunlight for itself. Much growth is stunted by too careful prodding, too much eager tenderness. The things we love, we have to love to learn to leave alone. Lao Tzu. Thanks, guys, for listening to The Daily Taoist with Will Nemo. I know I haven't been the most regular with the podcast. Myself included, have been going through some changes, and I needed to take some time away. I'm coming back into myself a little bit, finally, after somewhat of an upset. I'm experiencing and living this reality just as everyone else is. I don't claim to know everything or claim to be better than or ultimately a sage or a guru. You know, I've just taken some of the lessons from this book and I've internalized it. If you are interested in reaching out and would like some extra help, please connect with me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anywhere you get your podcasts, on Google, Spotify, or Apple. If you're feeling so inclined and you'd like to help the channel, please consider becoming a Doomer Bloomer Level 1 subscriber. Link in the description. I love each and every one of you in this Mandelbrot universe. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers.